So did you ever imagine a year ago, going in the first week of the season, that you'd be here in this situation?
No. I mean, you know, a year ago, I was on my couch going into the season. So, you know, anytime that you make the 53-man roster, it's an accomplishment, and it doesn't matter if it's your first year or 20th year. So, you know, for me, I look at that anytime I make the roster. You know, it's a blessing, and a lot of hard work goes into it.
Did you ever talk to Peyton last year about this time? Because he wasn't playing either. You guys are friends or no?
Yeah, I mean, we kept in contact. You know, I kind of knew his situation and what he was going through. So we definitely kept in contact.
A little Colts reunion, a little mini reunion today. It's kind of fun to see Tony.
It's great to see Coach Dungy. You know, he's a special person, and not just a great coach, but, you know, a great person. And he meant a lot to me and to my family. So it's always great to see him.
Is he a guy that you kind of bounce ideas off, or is it purely just kind of catching up with friends when you reconnect?
When you see somebody like that and you haven't seen him in a while, it's just, you know, catching up on some old times, how his family's doing. You know, he's checking on your family, and so it's just kind of just catching up a little bit.
Right. Less business.
Yeah, less business, all, you know, just seeing how everybody's doing.
The energy and urgency change out here now that it's here, it's the regular season, playing 6 days.
Absolutely. You know, you could tell today the tempo got taken up a notch, and it's just going to continue to do that. But it's always a kind of a different feel when you're done with the preseason, you're heading into the first week of the regular season. It's a kind of a you can just tell. It's a different attitude, different feel out there, so it's always great heading into that first week.
Brandon, do you feel kind of like it's a blessing to be back with Peyton and be part of this comeback for him? It's such a big storyline in the NFL this year. It seems like he'll play a big role.
Yeah, I mean, I feel definitely blessed to be back playing with a quarterback of that magnitude. You know, spending 4 years with him and then leaving there, and you kind of, you know, maybe you start kind of taking for granted what you had in there in Indy. So, you know, being a little bit older now, I appreciate everything a little bit more, and know that you never know when you'll get another opportunity like this.
How about the chance to get back with the Broncos, considering that you've settled out here and now you get to?
Yeah, that's another thing that's, you know, awesome for me. Get to play, get to go home and sleep in my own house, in my own bed at night, rather than, you know, an apartment, and get to see my family every day. So that's, you know, for me, that's big, and that, you know, that helps every day. Just being able to see them and play here in Denver is another great thing.
You've been in a lot of places, but what made Denver so special that you wanted to make your home?
It's just, you know, it's really about my kids and where I wanted to raise them and see them grow up and the opportunities that they have growing up. Out here, they, you know, you can pretty much do anything you want as a kid. Sports, non-sports, any kind of sport, you know, whatever you want to do, it's available out here. And school's a great, clean place. I just grew to love it.
When you were hurt last year, did you talk to Tony at all? Did you talk to give you some encouragement at all?
No, we didn't. I hadn't talked to Coach Dungy in probably a few years. So it's been a little while, but, you know, it's just – he was, I remember when I took my visit there, before I signed there, and I always remember, you know, and when I left there, it's just, you know, great coach and great person.
Is the healthiest you've been in at the start of the year in a few years?
What's that?
Is the healthiest you've been at the start of the year in a few years?
Yeah, I would say, yeah. You know, I feel great. My body feels as good as it's felt in a long time, so looking forward to it, really looking forward to this year.
And you get the Pittsburgh Steelers defense out of the chute. Is that a good thing, a bad thing, or is that just the way it goes?
You know, that's life in the NFL. You know, every week's going to be tough. And, you know, Pittsburgh, they've always been one of the top defenses in the league. So it's a great challenge for us. And so I think it's a good thing. You know, you better be on your game early, and you better be ready to play, or you'll get embarrassed.
Ben, have you seen growth in both Decker and Demaryius before having
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen them definitely improve from the beginning until now, and I think you're going to continue to see that improvement throughout the season and throughout the years with Peyton. You know, and that's just part of the great. That's just the great part about playing with Peyton. You know, it's just he demands accountability and perfection out there, and so guys take to that, and guys just seem to work a little bit harder and pay attention to the details a little bit more.